Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Here's Johnny.
Can I help you?
Yes, my name is Bond. James Bond.
Make your lives extraordinary.
Restless. No flow too.
When there is no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
Welcome to I Watch More Movies Than You, and please take that as a challenge. What else on earth can you spend $10 and then leave the planet for 2 hours? Only movies. Come join us as we experience, explore, and journey through the greatest art form in history.
And here we go.
Welcome back to I Watch More Movies Than You. You got Ken? And just Ken, although my beautiful wife is in the background, Bobby's taking, you know, life's happening right now. So it's just going to be us talking about Halloween movies, spooky season preparation, baby. I'm going to give you 10 movies, 10 Halloween vibe, spooky season vibe movies to get you ready for when those leaves start to fall off. The auburn's red and yellows, and they do their little dance to the ground and crunch underneath your L.L. Bean duck boot. You hear me? Yard. We are going to get into those spooky season movie. A little different kind of episode. As you guys know, we usually go through 3 movies. One theatrical, a classic, and a horror, because horror is where the heart is. But we're going to give some movies to get you ready for Halloween 2023. And heck, let's make it perpetual. Get you ready for Halloween, period. So I'll go through a little top 10 hitter. But then I'm going to definitely give you guys some honorable mentions too. Because, I mean, there's just so many movies that can set that Halloween mood. I just watched Witches of Eastwick. Jack Nicholson picture. Among some other Michelle Pfeiffer and Susan Sarandon. And just a tremendous movie good movie, but awesome for this season. But you know what? I don't want to spoil anything. I'm going to give you a top 10. I just want to let you guys know that was a first time watch, Witches of Eastwick. That's an adult Halloween movie. I will watch Jack Nicholson cut grass, though, I'll be honest with you. So we are going to go, you know, unlike the usual, we would be covering Blue Beetle, Asteroid City, and a horror classic. But we're going to give you a top 10 Halloween movies, a little bit about each of them, and I'll make my case why that you should watch them to get ready for that spooky season, autumn, autumnal vibes on this podcast. Starbucks just released their pumpkin spice latte, and they got that apple crisp shake and espresso hitter. So, you know, fall, at least fall prep is in full swing. I'm already about to hang up some Halloween decor. Who's with me? Give me that 5-star review if you'd love spooky season and your favorite movie to get you ready. Some of these you've obviously heard of, but I'm gonna try to throw you some you haven't so you can get them in the rotation this Halloween season. I guess I'll go in order. I've done this on I Watch More Movies Than You, a video in the past, but I'm gonna try to get a little different from that. That way, if you've watched that video back a couple of years ago, and look, I know most of you have, you are going to see some same movies. I'm going to be honest with you, because they were Halloween hitters then, they're Halloween hitters now. So let's waste no more time. We're at the 3-minute mark. Let's get you guys into top 10 movies to get you ready for Halloween season. I say that very specifically. They're not the scariest. You understand? They're not the darkest. It's not just Hereditary. It's to get you ready for Halloween. It's a very specific list. So even some of my favorites don't really make it. They make it in kind of an adjunct slash like adjacent to this list. I want to start off with, I'm going to count down. We'll start off with number 10. The 10th movie to get you ready for Halloween. And it is Idle Hands. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard me right. Idle Daggum Hands. Have you seen it? If you have, let me know in that 5-star hitter. Idle Hands, horror comedy. Was it Devin DeSawa? It's a movie that's in my Halloween movie rotation to get me ready for autumn, get me ready for fall, wherever you are on the Mason-Dixon line, whatever you call it. Came out in 1999. Also stars Seth Green. Sick little poster. Directed by Rodman Flinder. Written by Terry Hughes Burton and Rob Mibauer. Like I said, Devin Sawa, Seth Green, Eldon Henson, and you may have heard of her, Jessica Alba. Ladies and gentlemen, 1999, and it is 90s glory. Idle Hands. So basically, you follow the 17-year-old slackers, straight off IMDb. Anton Tobias, he wakes up one Halloween morning, discovers that both of his parents have been turned into two headless Halloween decorations. After speaking to his equally irresponsible friends, Mick and Nub, he discovers that his right hand has a bloodthirsty mind of its own and is hell-bent on wreaking havoc, whether he likes it or not. Thank you, Anonymous, for that write-up. That is Idle Hands coming in at 10. Now, I want to see where that came in on my list. You know what? It was 10. And my thoughts back, you know, a few years ago, I'll just read them to you and then still feel this way. First of all, you get The Offspring performing a Halloween concert in this movie. I mean, come on. Do I have to even go on at that point? You get a serial killer spirit possessing this kid's hands, this teenager's hands. And it's, you know, that chooses our protagonist as his host. We're dropped into the Halloween horror comedy, 90 glory, off-the-wall cast, and hilarious writing. Great executed story, no fat on the bones. This movie's always watching the fall for me growing up, and Halloween stoner trope comedy hits to this day. I got my DVD copy here. I gave one to Drewski. If I've watched this movie, it's been a good day. It's goofy, didn't take itself too serious, but if you just let you enjoy the ride, it's going to take you right in this Halloween season. Not family friendly, always check the IMDb, but yeah, Idle Hands. Let's go. Number 9. Freddy versus Jason. Look, this. Oh, this movie's a hitter. It just celebrated a birthday, by the way. Freddy versus Jason coming in at number 9 of the movies to get you ready for Halloween. Came in to theaters in a giant zeitgeistian way that just defined an era. It was one of the coolest things to bring these two 80s slashers together. One movie, I'd kill for this to ever happen again. It came in 2003, and I promise you it wasn't appreciated. Well, it was like the theaters were pumping, but like we didn't realize how good we had it. Does that make sense? Because I mean, here you are, directed by Ronnie Yu, written by Wes Craven, obviously, for the Freddy, Victor Miller, and Damian Shannon, stars Robert Englund, Ken Kersinger, Kelly Rowland. Ever heard of her? You have. Great little cast. You can look them up on IMDb. I always encourage it. But basically, here's the storyline for you. It was nearly 10 years since Freddy Krueger terrorized people in dreams, and the townsfolk want to keep him erased from their memory. But Freddy still has one more plan on getting back to Elm Street. He resurrects Jason Voorhees and sends him off to kill. The more bodies which fall to the ground, the stronger in which Freddy becomes. This is until Freddy realizes that Jason isn't going to step aside and has to be taken down himself. Hey, Freddy, good luck. You're in his world now. Look, this movie brought together two horror icons in a clash of the murderous titans, a battle of the baddies. Jason, you got the strong, solid type, hockey mask-wearing tower of an entity, the loudmouth Freddy, knife finger, Krueger. This movie's popcorn fun with something for everybody, but correct me in the comments if I'm wrong in a 5-star review, please. But one of these dudes probably has a soft spot on your DVD shelves and childhood. If I may be so bold, it's probably both. Who doesn't love Freddy and Jason? Watch these two horror icons go at it. Enjoy this camp beauty of a movie. Allow yourself to have some fun. Enjoy the dark season. A season that for the past over 40 years has been inhabited by both of these fiends. So Freddy versus Jason, number 9. And again, this is just to get ready for Halloween. That's the order. It'll be a quicker episode probably too, unless I start spouting off at the end with a bunch of honorable mentions, which I wouldn't put it past me, ladies and gentlemen. And I appreciate you guys riding with me on this solo one. You know, I miss Bobby. It's better when he's here. We get to bounce off each other, and it's just fun. So I hope you guys are riding with me this. He will be back next week. I said his life, mine too, with a giant career-type pivot, and I can go into it next episode. But, you know, but blessed to be here with you guys. and still doing this. So I definitely am always going to make time for this. You can expect it on the weekly. But it is, yeah, it's a blessing. So I appreciate you guys rolling with me when it's the solo dolo. So we next up, shout out Wifey for this rec. We have Practical Magic. Practical Magic. Could be higher than this. Comes in at number 8. Came out in 1998. Good year, Vols won the national chip. But Practical Magic. It's directed by Griffin Dunne. Written by Alice Hoffman, Robert Swickard, Avika Goldsman. You got Sandra Bullock, Nicole Kidman, Stockard Chan. I mean, Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman. Come on. Come on. Storyline right off IMDb. Always encourage you to go to it. But his sister, Sally Owens, which is Sandra, and Gillian Owens, which is Nicole, AMC Kidman, have a special bond with each other despite being different personality and outlook, having grown up with their spinster aunt Frances and aunt Jet, played by Diane Wiest, in the longtime Owens family house on the island of Coast of Massachusetts. You know, I love going to the Northeast in autumn. I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now. You get a movie, Northeast Autumn, I'm there. This movie is that. So they go there following the death of their father and their mother. But guess what? They're the latest in the long line of witches. Rumor of the Owens women being witches have existed for generations in the small, closed-minded town which they lived desperately, despite there being no hard evidence. The Owens women are under a curse that any man they fall in love with is doomed. With this experience, extroverted Jillian decides to leave Don and live life to the fullest in the process, though she fell for Jimmy Angela, played by Goran Vizhik. He's a Bulgarian who grew up near Transylvania. More introspectively, Sally, who has sworn off the use of magic, except in the most practical sense, has taken measures not to fall in love because of the curse, but ends up falling in love and marrying Michael. This is all in the trailer. A local merchant, the two end up having two daughters of their own. The curse works its way into Gillian and Sally's lives in a different way. Outcome is a lot more complicated. And then you get police detective that shows up, played by Aidan Quinn, Gary. His arrival is not by accident. And there's a little bit more to his purpose there. Tagline is a little witch in every woman. Perfect autumnal movie. So shout out again, Wifey, for the rec. This has all the witchy vibes you can handle. Beautiful town, backdrop and fall. Truly scary portion of this story with some resurrection happening in a very horrifying way. Subtlety, incredible acting. Story Day is a modern day witch hunt. These sisters deserve your watch. Perfect Halloween compliment. That's Practical Magic. Go watch that hitter. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Ghouls and Goblins. Let's take you to number 7. Obligatory, you betcha. But I was not going to leave Trick or Treat off my list. Trick or Treat. Say the R like that because it's apostrophe R, but it's Trick or Treat, ladies and gentlemen, a movie that needs no introduction. Came out in 2007, just an hour and 22. Don't we appreciate that? Michael Daugherty directed it, wrote it. It's based on a graphic novel. Anna Paquin, Brian Cox, Dylan Baker. You got, just to give you the little summary here right off IMDb, you got 5 interwoven stories that occur on Halloween. An everyday high school principal has a secret life as a serial killer. A college virgin might have just met the guy for her. A group of teenagers pull a mean prank, and a woman who loathes the night has to contend with her holiday-obsessed husband, me. And a mean old man meets his match with a demonic supernatural trick-or-treater. Listen, this movie starts off so cool and never stops being cool and never, it doesn't get more just pure Halloween than trick-or-treat. Genuinely, I'm giving you my list. It's going to be a little different. It's definitely subjective. That's why this is a 7. Absolutely will top most people's lists. Plays into Samhain, plays in the barrier of the dead and the living dropping. Another Claudia Carvalho in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, writer on IMDb said, this Halloween night in Warren Valley, Ohio, Emma, here's how it starts. Emma blows out a jack-o'-lantern in front of her home, despite the remark of her husband, Henry. Because you know you don't do that. It's one of the rules. Sooner, she has a tragic surprise. Then earlier, because we have these awesome interwoven stories a la comic book, maybe the best comic book movie ever. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, you guys said it. Spooky Ghouls and Goblins. Listen, earlier, the virgin Laurie buys a little Red Riding Hood costume for the sister and 2 girlfriends. They invite some guys to a party. Nothing like a Halloween party. Can I get a 5-star review? Meanwhile, the glutton, Charlie, that's me as well, destroys many jack-o'-lanterns on the street. This fat little kid, he's mean. Not really, just, you know, he doesn't know any better. When he arrives at the house of the high school principal, Stephen, the boy discovers that man is disturbed and respects the dead and the traditions of Halloween a lot. Then you have the four teenagers inviting the outcast Rhonda to one of the coolest, vibiest, scariest little scenes I've seen down in a rock quarry with some old school Halloween costumes and a school bus. We'll leave her there. They play a prank on her, but when that little jack-o'-lantern is blown out and it's completely pitch black down in there in that pit, put it this way, that place is damned and the turntables are Office reference. And then we see a stalker through the woods after the party. And then we go to lonely Mr. Cree, lives alone with his dog Spike, and he's visited by a scary trick-or-treating creature, Sam. Trick-or-treat coming in at 7. No-brainer. I mean, this movie takes what lesser Halloween anthologies tried to do and weaves a beautiful, cool, massive, like multifaceted story that comes together in the coolest of ways, gives you a beautiful Halloween scenes of trick-or-treating, witches and werewolves, kids, ghost stories, and the great Sam. This movie oozes Halloween, but after you watch it on that big day, remember the rules. Remember to always check your candy. Number 6. That's where my list might get a little diffy. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So we had Trick or Treat. Now we're going to go to number 6, based on the book by the King of Horror, Stephen King. I have the 2017 It. That's right, folks. If you know me, you know I think this movie is a gem, a masterpiece. Andy Muschietti gave us a hitter in 2017. I will never forget it. I can't count how many times I watched it in theaters. Written by Chase Palmer Carey, Joaquin Fukunaga, Gary Doberman, of course, Stephen King, source material. You got Bill Skarsgård as the man, the myth, the legend, Pennywise, fear itself, Jaden Marshall, Finn Wolfhard, all the amazing. You got Jeremy Ray Taylor, Chosen Jacob, Sophia Lillis. I mean, 2017 It is one of my favorite movies of all time. And if you can get me into Maine, I know Derry's an amalgamation of all sorts of places, Bangor, Little Portland, little this, little that. But if you get me in Maine, you give me a nice little spooky Stephen King story, I'm watching it around Halloween. This is no exception. As if I have to give you the storyline, I'll give you a short one because it's a bit of a no-brainer. I'll get it right off IMDb. Again, shout out Emma Chapman. We got in the summer of 1989. Good year, right, Bobby? A group of bullied kids band together to destroy a shape-shifting monster, which disguises itself as a clown and preys on the children of Derry, their small main town. Listen, little quick trivia for It is it was going to, and we'll cover this movie way more in depth when it gets its own sewed, and it will. They were going to have Freddy Krueger in it since they brought it up to the 80s for the film. And then Muschietti decided not to. And I, as much as the horror fiend in me would have loved to have seen that, can't help but think it's the right decision not to borrow that equity, be its own thing. And man, what a movie. I wouldn't change a thing. So, I mean, think about it. 2017 gave us a film, Piece de Resistance, for the man's book to movie adaptations. I think it's one of the best Stephen King adaptations, the likes of which we haven't enjoyed this much since The Shining. You're dropped into the Losers Club in Derry, Maine, a murderous clown that is fear incarnate, a timeless demon back to devour the children of the sleepy Maine town. The best part of all, Pennywise's metamorphosis and what the kids fear the most, each having to encounter and the ultimate encounter in the scariest haunted house I've seen outside of the Overlook. This movie rocks, period. Watch it. Get Halloween in autumn. I mean, come on, Maine in autumn. Sign me up. 2017's It. As some would call it, It Chapter 1 at number 6. Number 5. Okay, number 5 gets a little interesting for me. Again, I told you this is my list. It's going to be subjective. And it'll probably differ from yours. I would love a review in letting me know what your list is. That would be a great little 5-star review and comment because I find it fascinating. And again, I am on I Watch More Movies Than You on YouTube as well. I need to start, and we'll start posting more there. We're planning on taking the podcast video. So absolutely going to be on there. Appreciate the sub there. Number 5, I'm going to get really specific. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Some of you freaks say Azkaban, but I do not. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban coming in at Cinco for Halloween movies to get you ready for the spooky season and Halloween season. Autumn hitters. As if you know, you got Alfonso Cuarón directing it. You got written by J.K. Rowling, Steve Kloves. You got Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, Rupert Grant. You know the gang. Do I even have to go in? It's on IMDb. Give them their flowers. So you got Harry Potter. To give you this one specifically, he's having a tough time with relatives yet again, right? This is right off IMDb. He uses his magic to inflate Uncle Vernon, played wonderfully by Richard Griffith, and Marge, played by Pam Ferry. So he's being offensive towards Harry's parents. So initially, scarring the magic outside the schools, he's pleased, surprised he won't be penalized after all. So as we all know, he gets to go back. But to Hogwarts, there's a dangerous criminal in Voldemort, a.k.a. him who must not be named, trusted sidekick, Sirius Black, played beautifully, masterfully, hauntingly by the great Gary Oldman, has escaped from Azkaban prison and wants to kill Harry to avenge the Dark Lord. If I had a black cat, that's what I'd call it, the Dark Lord. To worsen the conditions for Harry, vile creatures called Dementors, you know, the ones that Prison Mike has seen, are appointed to guard the school gates and inexplicably happen to have the most horrific effect on him. Little does Harry know, by the end of this year, many holes in his past and what he knows of it will be lifted up, and he'll have a clearer vision of what the future has in store. Tagline was, "Have you seen this wizard?" The amazing little wanted poster where it moves. Oh, what a magical book. What a magical movie. This is definitely my favorite Harry Potter book and movie. I don't even have to describe this phenomenon to you. You know Harry Potter. If you don't, I got a bridge to sell you in New York or whatever. And I mean, after all, isn't Harry Potter a story of witches, wizards, ghosts, and magic and goblins? Couple that with the gorgeous set pieces within Hogwarts, the beautiful display of autumn and winter in this movie, the scary adventures our motley crew partakes, complete with broom flying, potion brewing. I mean, Harry Potter perfectly encapsulates the Halloween season for me. And it's a perfect movie to bridge that September gap, you know, watch that sucker in September and kind of usher in as we get into October. I mean, they even leave the pumpkin patch by Hagrid's cabin in this one. So it's Shaq. Watch this. I revisit again in November. I revisit throughout because it's just that good. But movies age like fine wine. Number five was Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. And R.I.P., I know I said Richard Griffiths earlier, but R.I.P. Hagrid. Just couldn't have been played. Just couldn't have been played better. And the reason you hear me stumbling is because I am having the toughest time recalling the actor's name. And I genuinely apologize for that. So allow me to. It's crazy. I'm on the IMDb and I have scrolled down 30 plus casts and I still haven't seen Hagrid name. Tell me that's not insane. Can we? I'm not lying. Go to Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Click the cast list. I mean, I'm seeing Harry Potter, Uncle Vernon, Aunt Marge, Aunt Petunia, Dudley, James, Lily, Stan, Shrunkenhead, Ernie the Bus Driver, Sirius Black, Tom, Cornelius. I still haven't gotten to Hagrid. The Weasleys, Percy, Molly, Jenny, Arthur, Professor Lupin, Seamus Finnegan, Argus Filch. I mean, this is absolutely, finally, Rubeus Hagrid, Robbie Coltrane. RIP to a legend. Pray for his family if you can think about it. I'm sure time might help, but let's be honest, it changes everything. Lose somebody you love, so I'm sure they use their prayers. Again, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Great. Get ready for the spooky season. Get ready for Halloween movie. Let's go to number four. This movie, honestly, there's a chance I throw this. This movie should be number one. So just know that. I'm going to keep it at four because that's what I had it in my video. But this is my probably second favorite movie of all time. It's held that for a very long time, for years. And I don't think it's going to forfeit it anytime soon. And you know the movie. Came out in 2009. Coraline. She's a da-da-da-da-da-da. Coraline, directed by Henry Selick. Not Burton. ladies and gentlemen, Henry Selick. Written by, obviously, Selick, but the one, the only Neil Gaiman. Starring Dakota Fanning, Terry Hatcher, John Hodgman, come on, Jennifer Saunders, Keith David, Don French, Robert Bailey Jr., Ian McShane, get out of here. Coraline, one of the greatest movies in all time, of all time, and number four on my list to get you ready for Halloween. Quick storyline from Claudia Carvalho, again, off IMDb. When Coraline moves to an old house, she feels bored and neglected by her parents. She finds a hidden door with a bricked-up passage. During the night, she crosses that passage and finds a parallel world where everybody has buttons instead of eyes. With caring parents and all her dreams coming true. When the other mother invites Coraline to stay in her world forever, the girl refuses and finds the alternate reality where she is trapped is only a trick to lure her. Be careful what you wish for. Now, this is what's interesting. Neil Gaiman's in an interview, probably with Tim Ferriss, but I don't know which one it was. He was talking about this movie, or he's talking about the book when he wrote it. You know, and then it became the movie in 2009. About take a kid running away. Think back to when you were a kid and you just wanted to get away. You were mad at your parents. I'm sure it was irrational. We're kids, right? At the time. And you wanted to run away, and this movie takes it serious and how dark and scary that would be. Coraline is stop motion beauty, animation at its finest, a true masterpiece. Coraline is one of the greatest films I've ever seen. It's just every, you could pause it and frame any scene. It's just full of that whimsy and dark fantasy that I love, that Gaiman gives us, that Henry Selick crafts on the screen for our eyes to feast on. So Coraline, I mean, I can't rave hard enough about this movie, and it will get its own episode. She deserves it. Obviously, the origins of the infamous Neil Gaiman, but this is a perfect animated and directed movie. This movie takes you from your world to the other mother's, a world in which the very hair, the air that blows, hair has an eerie and creepy vibe. You can't help but be in the Halloween spirit after and during this one. Coraline is a genuinely terrifying premise. As I told you, it takes serious that kid's wanting to run away from home and then met with the horrifying reality on the other side of that coin. But for you and me, this is a Halloween beauty. I've never been so blown away by animation in my life. A color palette of cosmic purples and blacks that make bats and black cats murder the sugar plums dance to dance in your head. This movie is perfect to get you ready for Halloween and that spooky season. I watch it year round. I will be honest. Also a comfort movie I'll throw on and do whatever I got to get done. I love this movie. Unequivocally, Coraline. Coraline. Up next at Trace. Sorry, I had to think about it. Three. Again, Coraline's better than these, but I'm just giving you those ratings based on prep for Halloween itself and Halloween season, autumn, okay? So keep that in mind, because Coraline would be like at the top of most of my list for everything, but this is a very specific list. Thus, it's a little bit different, a little controversial, but in 2006, we got another animated movie showing animation love. Shout out Guillermo del Toro, who retweeted me on my Dracula on a Boat movie. Pardon me, tweet. Village of the Demeter. Voyage, pardon me. But we got none other at number three than Monster House. Dun, dun, dun. Didn't see that one coming, did you? There goes The Neighborhood. 2003, directed by Gil Keenan, written by Dan Harmon, Rob Schraub, Pamela Pedler. You got Mitchell Musso, Sam Lerner, and Spencer Locke on the voices. Steve Buscemi is the Nebercracker. Come get out of here. Catherine O'Hara, I mean, Woody Schultz. So this movie, Monster House, as I said, came out in 2006. I was in high school. Just to give you a premise in case you don't know, a little storyline again, right off of Claudio on IMDb. 13-year-old DJ is observing his neighbor, Nebercracker. Great name. I wish I would have named my son that. Shout out, Mr. Paticki. Love you, buddy. Observing his neighbor, Nebercracker, on the other side of the street in the suburb that destroys tricycles of children that trespass on his lawn. What? When DJ's parents travel on the eve of Halloween, get the theme here, folks. And the abusive babysitter Z stays with him. He calls his clumsy best friend Chowder to play basketball. I mean, you could have ripped this out of my childhood. But when the ball falls, plays basketball with Coke. No, I'm kidding. When the ball falls in Nebercracker's lawn, the old man has a heart attack, and soon they find the house is a monster. What? Later, the boys rescue the smart Jenny from the house. The trio unsuccessfully try to convince the babysitter, her boyfriend Bones, and two police officers the haunted house is in fact a monster, but nobody believes them. Of course, they wouldn't. They're kids. Love that trope. And by the way, this is a Halloween movie, just like Coraline, you can watch with the fam. The teenagers ask their video game addicted acquaintance, Skull. You know who plays that, right? How to destroy the house. And they disclose the secret on Halloween night. You know who's played by, or who, pardon me. By the way, Maggie Gyllenhaal plays Z, which is just incredible. Jason Lee plays Bones. Nick Cannon's Officer Lister. I'm telling you, stacked movie. Doesn't get enough credit, Monster House. But Skull, why is that not higher? I want to get his name. It's John Heater. It's Napoleon Dynamite. It's Napoleon Dynamite. And why these are not, that's so insane that these don't list higher. Does that make sense? You know what I'm saying? Skull in Monster House. I want to make sure I'm making this up. Yeah. They call it Reginald Skolinski. Nickname Skull. And it's John Heater. Yeah, that's correct. Okay. I was like, why is that not listed then? That's insane. Come on, IMDb. Monster House. And Sam Lerner, by the way, is Chowder. Awesome family Halloween movie, gateway horror, if you want to call it that. I think it's just awesome. Gets you in the mood for Halloween. Like, the movie's everything I wanted life to be. Let me get a little personal here. Now life's even better. Glory to God. Bless you. Running around the neighborhood with friends, that one haunted house, the weird old dude, and you got a pizza place slash arcade combo. That is heaven. That's what I was referencing. A pizza slash arcade. Get out of here. This movie has it all to give you the Halloween feels. A terrific haunted house story. A group of friends, like a little bicycle movie. They'll take you right back to the good old days. And good enough riding that you forget the target audience is kids. And one more, a little more heart than you would have guessed. Monster House straight up rocks. Good old-fashioned Halloween fun truly manages to capture the imagination many of us left behind in our youth. Can't recommend Monster House enough. All right, let's get to number two. Cue the amazing and haunting John Carpenter score from the 1978 freaking bombshell of a movie. You guessed it. Halloween. Halloween. How could we possibly have a list that doesn't have the namesake itself, Halloween, the night he came home on it? John Carpenter, Deborah Hill with the writing partner, Donald Pleasance, Jamie Lee Curtis, Toni Morton. I mean, it's, and there's your three, right? I mean, a lot of good people. Brian Andrews is Tommy, Kylie Richards, Charles Seifert, PJ Souls. This movie, I mean, it's the movie to end all movies for the genre film, for that celebrates Sandman, that celebrates Halloween. When you think of Halloween, you can't even have the thought without the movie's title being in your head. Brilliant on John Carpenter's. What started was going to be an anthology, which is why Three Seasons of the Witch is so different. But the rousing response to the William Shatner white painted mask was too great. They had to bring the boogeyman back in Halloween 2, which is mostly in the hospital, still good. But you can't recapture that magic. Two is really good, though. And the Season of the Witch goes back to the anthology. Posthumously got a really cult following now. We'll talk more about it in a later episode. But the year is 1963. The night is Halloween. Remember? Theme. Police are called to 43 Lampkin Lane, only to discover that 15-year-old Judith Myers has been stabbed to death by her 6-year-old brother, Michael. After being institutionalized for 15 years, Myers breaks out on the night before Halloween. No one knows nor wants to find out what will happen on October 31st, 1978, besides Myers' psychiatrist, the great Dr. Loomis. He knows Michael is coming back to Haddonfield, but by the time the town realizes it, it'll be too late for many people. Thank you, massive fan, on the storyline on the IMDb. I really appreciate that. Halloween, John Carpenter's Halloween at number two. Duh. This movie is a bombshell. It's easily could top the list. Michael Myers is the boogeyman. He's the embodiment of everything that makes this amazing holiday so special. Mask, knife, babysitters, hunted down like flies, such an evil presence, a refusal to die. You're left wondering if there's more to meets the eye to this cold, faceless killer. Simple enough plot, but with execution that reverberates throughout the decades that came after. From The Mask to The Carpenter's Haunting Tune, Halloween isn't Halloween without, well, Halloween. And that brings us to numero uno, the number one movie to get you ready for Halloween and the spooky season. The number one. I know what you're thinking. There's been such hitters on here. Coraline and Halloween and Monster House and Freddy vs. Jay. Like, how do you put something above them? Remember the list. The list is very specific. Movies to get you ready for Halloween. It's all just a hocus pocus. 1993 Disney Stone Cold Classic. Hocus Pocus. I don't know a millennial's childhood in which Halloween time was not painted by multiple viewings of this Hocus Pocus film. Matter of fact, this Halloween Disney classic pulled off something that a film rarely can. It's enjoyed multi-generationally. I mean, you got the beautiful backdrop of Salem, Mass, to the witch story of the Sanderson sisters. The way that the director, Kenny Ortega, pulls off weaving the old ghost story with the modern in that 90s way that never stops being entertaining. Hocus Pocus does deserve the top spot, and maybe it will perpetually. It sits alone on the throne of the best Halloween movie for me, and each viewing is like a visit from an old friend with a warm cup of hot chocolate. I'm immediately transported to simpler, chillier times when I watch this movie. Obviously, Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, Kathy Najimy, David Kirshner, Matt Garris, Neil Cuthbert on the writing. Obviously, Kenny Ortega, I said it earlier. It's the movie. It's the movie to end all Halloween movies. Thora Birch is Danny, by the way. She was awesome. Vanessa Shaw is Allison. Omri Katz is Max. Max was almost DiCaprio. He had to go do a little film, Titanic. Ever heard of it? Hocus Pocus. I mean, think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Think about it. Is there a movie that is more synonymous and what makes you think of that Halloween season that you grew up loving than the film Hocus Pocus? Another one is July releases, but guess what? You had by October. You had it at your house. VHS gave this movie a nasty resurgence, bringing it into stardom, zeitgeist, and never, ever going to give it up. So that's Hocus Pocus, ladies and gentlemen. That is my top 10 list movies to get you ready for Halloween and the spooky season. Very specific list, and I'm going to have some people coming for me in the comments of those 5-star reviews, and I love you and I appreciate it. Now, remember, scary, autumnal, makes you think the leaves falling, your little jammy pants, a little chillier. These are those movies that capture a very specific feeling. Is early prep for Halloween. That is this list. Now, I wanted to throw in some that absolutely could have made the list, some honorable mentions, if and you don't mind, ladies and gentlemen. Ghouls and Goblins. Stay Alive. The movie Stay Alive. I have a video about it, and I go into more depth on my YouTube channel. I watch more movies than you. Darkness Falls. Dead Silence. Insidious. Sinister. Hereditary, if you actually want to just be scared. Sleepy Hollow easily could have made this. The first Goosebumps movie, Nightmare on Elm Street, Adam's Family and Adam's Family Values, Us. That's a random little one I picked from Peele. Friday the 13th, ever heard of it? And then some other ones that are kind of random, but take place Halloween. You got the new Predator, the one's like 4 years old. Monster Squad. For like people just a tad older than me, definitely grew up with that one. I still liked it. I saw it a little bit later, but I still love it. The Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, a little hitter for the young ones that came about recent. Now listen, Scary Movie Season is 365 for freaks like me, but I still wanted to get you guys a list so you can pop it on, listen to a little autumnal goodness, a little horror movie action, and watch you some movies to get ready for Halloween, people. What are you doing? What are you doing even listening to me? And I could obviously name off everything, you know, like I'll give you an example, but I count this more towards a winter movie, which is why it doesn't make this list, although it is my favorite movie, is The Shining. That's right, The Shining. I cannot and don't have it in me to cover it on the SOD. It will have its own. It is a very spiritual experience when I watch that movie. It takes me somewhere. It takes me to the Overlook. But The Shining doesn't make this list because it's more of that winter vibe. It's not the very specific thing this is capturing. Does that make sense? And because I saw it later in life, that's probably why. But yeah, I hope you have fun. Idle Hands, I'm hoping that one's one a lot of people haven't seen. You know, the 2017 It needs to get its flowers. But yeah, this is the movies to get you ready for the Halloween season. Not just horror movies, not just spooky movies, but that's very specific feeling to give you the top 10. 10, we had Idle Hands. Then we had Freddy vs. Jason. Then we had Practical Magic. Then we had Trick or Treat. We had the 2017 It. We had Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. At number 4, we had Coraline. Number 3, Monster House. I want that pizza arcade. Number 2, Halloween, 1978 John Carpenter classic. And then we had Hocus Pocus up top. It's all a bunch of Hocus Pocus, baby. So this is a little bit different. This is a quicker episode. Hopefully the algorithm doesn't hold that against me. Really appreciate this one being shared around, getting people ready for Halloween. That'll help too. Came a little late. It's a little short, but I love you guys. Hope you understand. And I hope you're ready to get ready for Halloween through these amazing autumnal spooky Halloween vibey movies. Go to Michael's, get your little Halloween spooky villages, the haunted villages. Go get your little eyeballs, your pumpkin, your witches, your decorations, your PSL, your pumpkin spice lattes. If Dunkin's your speed, go do that too. They're both great. But this is the best time of the year, and you got football around the corner on September 7th. Get out of here. It's spooky season, baby, and Halloween is here. Now get ready for it with these. Again, we watch so many more movies than you. Hopefully you can try to play catch up this October, this September, this forever. And yeah, we got a lot more horror movies we're going to dive into and have a lot of fun this spooky season, which starts earlier in this house. God bless you all. Love you all. Hope you are ready for Halloween, for autumn, and one of my favorite words, autumnal. Yeah, baby. So go get your pumpkin cream cold brew. Get all nice and cozy, even though it's 100 outside, and watch you some Coraline. Leave that 5-star hitter. But guys, seriously, it's such a special time of the year. Bye-bye, summer. Bye-bye. I hate you. Thanks, but no thanks. Come here, autumn. Give me your chilly goodness. I love you. So watch these movies. Get ready for Halloween. And remember, I'll even speak for Bobby. We watch more movies than you. See you, people. And as he would say, sorry, people. Viva la Coraline.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Here's Johnny.
Can I help you?
Yes, my name is Bond. James Bond.
Make your lives extraordinary.
Restless.
When there is no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
Welcome to I Watch More Movies Than You, and please take that as a challenge. What else on earth can you spend $10 and then leave the planet for 2 hours? Only movies. Come join us as we experience, explore, and journey through the greatest art form in history.
And here we go.